have it in me to be social or remotely considerate of others at the moment. So, don't expect me to. You will invariably be disappointed. Please understand this isn't something that I want to do. This is something I am simply not capable of at the moment. Yesterday was awful. Worse than awful. Really. The worst, lowest, most fucking devastating day that I have had in years. Certain kinds of trauma I can handle, having aggravated easier than others. The childhood shit, that's the easy shit. That doesn't endure to this day. Well, technically this is a childhood trauma as well, seeing as it started when I was a kid. I'm talking, of course, about my massive, massive medical trauma. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome first begins to show itself around puberty. And this is when it began to get really fucking awful and debilitating for me. Oh, I went to pediatrician after pediatrician after pediatrician after pediatrician after pediatrician after fucking pediatrician trying to get help. It never happened. Not once. Because my body is so fucking bizarre that my doctors didn't know how to interpret my test results or my symptoms. As an example, when I was 12 years old, I was tested for celiac disease, despite having an extreme immunoglobulin G response. I showed no immunoglobulin A response, which is, to be fair, an important factor in an autoimmune reaction. Because my body didn't show the immunoglobulin A response, my doctor at the time decided, oh no, she can't possibly have celiac disease. Come to find out further down the fucking line, I have IgA deficient celiac disease. It would have been really fucking helpful to know this before burning holes through my intestines and shrinking my cerebellum irreparably. The holes in my intestines have healed since. The brain damage isn't going to heal. It's just there. Score one for medical malpractice and willful negligence. I am so absurdly used to being completely written off by doctors. Entirely. Very few have so much as bothered to hear me out. And yesterday I was supposed to have an appointment to see one doctor in particular in the hopes of, well, not in the hopes of, just with the only intention to get a referral to a specialist I've desperately needed to see for years. I've been emailing her for 2 years at this point. She's willing to make an exception to see me despite me having not seen other specialists that she usually... Fuck. Stop it. Just... My heart's pounding. I'm not even fucking doing anything. I'm laying down. Not moving whatsoever. She's making an exception to see me. All I need is the referral to her office. That's all. Should I be seeing a rheumatologist first? Yes, and if I were any other patient, she would require me to. But after telling her how much of a super massive battle, if not war outright, it has been for me to actually achieve any remote semblance of health, get any help whatsoever that is actually helpful from doctors. She's agreed to make an exception for me. If you've listened to me talk about anything that isn't sexual bullshit, that doesn't fucking matter in the slightest at the end of the goddamn day. You know I despise the fact that I am an exception, the fact that I am fucking different in any way. In this one instance, it is an asset. And I am extremely fucking grateful to her for that. All I need is the referral to her office. That's all. I have found one doctor, one, who is willing to legitimately help me. And I can't fucking get to her office. Because the American medical system is absolute fucking garbage and has been long, long, long before I was fucking born. Long before my mother was born, even. So I had an appointment with a general practitioner yesterday, or I was supposed to have a fucking appointment with that general practitioner hours before that appointment, after I had done what is extremely fucking difficult, if not impossible, to do with untreated ADHD, despite barely having slept the night before. I got my ass out of bed, took a fucking shower despite the fact that this exhausts me every time, managed to get myself dressed, eat something for breakfast, and even put on fucking sunscreen, which I don't even bother with most of the time. I am extremely fucking pale. There is no reason for me not to wear sunscreen, except for when I do not have it in me to put that fucking shit on. Or when, for whatever reason, my stupid ADHD fucking brain cannot remember to. A massive component of ADHD is executive dysfunction. Yesterday, I reined in my fucking executive dysfunction. Very, 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 very well. I didn't let it fucking limit me. And then the appointment didn't fucking happen. Whatsoever. Oh, hi, cat. Please don't. Please leave the microphone alone, sweetheart. Come on. Come here. You can hear Hannibal in the background, by the way. Just so you know. Lay down, buddy. Guess. Castiel. Come here, honey. Come here, babe. Come here. Alright. Or don't. Be cat to cat things. Bye. Okay, that was just a drive-by petting. Gotcha. I despise going to doctor's appointments overall because I am used to being utterly fucking invalidated at every opportunity by doctors. I fucking hate doctors. I fucking hate nurses. I hate every fucking aspect of the medical system. And I genuinely wish every doctor, nurse, every fucking one I have ever seen who has failed me catches COVID and survives. And more than that, I hope they are left to deal with the after effects of this horrific fucking virus for the rest of their lives. Because their symptoms are identical to what I experience on a daily basis and have since I was a child. Is literal karma. This is karma in action. Oh, I don't wish for them to die. No, that'd be too easy. That'd be too merciful. I wish for them to fucking suffer exactly as I have. Please don't sniff the microphone, cat. I love you. Yes, I love you very much. Come here, honey. Come on. Oh, boy. Oh, fine. Okay, bye. He knows I'm upset. He just wants to comfort me. But what he doesn't understand is there isn't really any comforting me when I feel like this whatsoever. So, not 20 minutes before I was about to walk out the fucking door to go to that appointment, I found out the appointment wasn't even fucking happening. And then the number I was given to call was the wrong fucking one. So, Normally, I'd be very fucking understanding of basic administrative errors. However, this is outright fucking negligence. If this is in a retail setting, it's fine. If this is in a restaurant setting, it's fine. In a medical setting, this is absolutely fucking unacceptable. This is negligence. So I spent about 2 hours sitting on my kitchen floor, sobbing. Somewhere between a CPTSD emotional flashback and an unrestrained anxiety attack and an ADHD meltdown. All three at once. It wasn't pretty. It was hell. Have you ever cried so hard or had such a high level of anxiety that you gave yourself a fucking nosebleed? That was my yesterday. This is extremely abnormal, I am very fucking well aware. It doesn't really matter how fucking abnormal it is, it happened. It's utterly fucking real. As much as my brain and trauma try to gaslight me into believing that it is not, it's real. No matter how my doctors and nurses and every fucking quote-unquote medical professional I've had the misfortune of seeing will claim otherwise. Oh, their systemic gaslighting has left some of the most deep-set fucking trauma that I have. In no small part because this began when I was a child. When children are in pain, they are automatically condescended and talked down to anyway. The adults will assume, oh, it's fine, you're overreacting, you're exaggerating this for attention. I didn't fucking want attention. The last goddamn thing I wanted as a child was attention. The last thing I still fucking want is attention. What I wanted, and what I still fucking want, is help. Plain and fucking simple. Yet, it is an uphill battle to receive any semblance of help. It doesn't matter whether it should be or not. It doesn't change the fact that it is. I spent so long sitting on my kitchen floor that the bones in my pelvis bruised my skin from the inside. My ass is literally bruised from sitting on it. Should I have been sitting on my fucking sciatica cushion? Yeah. What's more fucking pain at the end of the fucking day to me? Reality. That's all. Inevitable. It doesn't fucking matter if I'm going to physically hurt more. It truly fucking doesn't. Because I'm going to anyway. So when I am in CPTSD flashback ADHD meltdown. Ow, ow, my chest. Ow, ow, ow. Overwhelming anxiety mode. I do still fucking feel pain. I don't disassociate from that pain. I don't think my body is capable of dissociating from that pain. It just doesn't fucking matter. It's just there. That's all. And even when it is not excruciating pain, I'm still in some kind of pain, no matter what. And I always fucking will be. So what does it matter if one day I am in considerably more than the last day? This fluctuation is something I have no choice but to endure. As for why I had the appointment to begin with, there are two reasons. One, I have trouble fucking walking. I have trouble standing. I have trouble sitting. Anything that puts any sort of pressure on my pelvis and lower back is very fucking difficult for me. Some days are easier than others, of course. But they're still difficult. I have trouble walking through a grocery store at the moment, even if that's the only thing I'm doing that day. I had to break grocery shopping into two separate trips this week, which, with the pandemic, is extraordinarily stupid. However, I can do nothing whatsoever about the fact of my disabilities. This is why it is critically important for everyone who isn't disabled to actually open their fucking eyes and give a fuck about someone who isn't their goddamn selves. Some of us don't have a fucking choice. You do. If you're not disabled. Take some fucking responsibility for your actions. I can either go to an appointment one day, or go to the grocery store, or go to work. I can't do all. Haven't been able to do all in years. My body won't let me. Yes, this is extremely abnormal, even for someone with EDS. Even though people with EDS and other chronic pain disorders have a limited number of spoons on any given day. If you don't understand this analogy, look up spoon theory for yourself. I'm not explaining it to you. I do not fucking have that in me. Even though we have limited spoons every day anyway, there are times when we have significantly fewer than our usual. For me, this has been years. Christmas Eve, 2 years ago, I went to the ER because I was having trouble walking and peeing. They couldn't find any explanation for it. This was before EDS has been conclusively decided as the major factor in all of this. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome will not show up on scans, it will not show up in blood work. There is one conclusive way to diagnose Ehlers-Danlos syndrome: genetic testing. And even then, it's not foolproof. You can have certain EDS-associated genes without having EDS. It is a very, very nuanced diagnosis for any fucking form of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. I'm 20 fucking 8 years old. I shouldn't have trouble walking. I shouldn't have trouble standing. I shouldn't have any of the fucking problems that I do. I should have... Oh, I just remembered something. About 4 years ago, I was seeing a chiropractor, which was really, really, really awful in hindsight, because without also knowing that I have EDS, seeing a chiropractor is extremely fucking stupid. This isn't to say chiropractic is quack medicine by any means, it's not. However, knowing exactly what kind of body you are manipulating and dealing with is abso-fucking-lutely required for this treatment to be helpful whatsoever. As my EDS was not diagnosed, he didn't exactly know what to do. His x-rays of my spine showed spinal wear and tear of someone twice my age. The disorder itself doesn't show up on scans or any testing aside from genetic and also using the Batten scale, which I'm also not going to get into. It's part of the diagnostic criteria for most forms of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. You can see some of the after effects of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome on certain scans, like MRIs and CT scans. you can see tiny diagnostic hints at what this might be if you know how to examine these results correctly. While the chiropractor I was seeing didn't know what the hell to make of my x-rays, he knew something was very, 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 very wrong. And he tried to help me to the best of his ability. It's not his fault that it didn't help. Subluxation theory is very, very, very difficult to utilize properly in bodies with other Stanlos syndrome, because our bones and joints subluxate all the time anyhow. Our joints are unstable. Manipulating them can definitely help. Certainly it can. But you have to know exactly what you are doing and exactly the kind of body you are dealing with for this to be effective. You cannot treat a body that has other Stanlos syndrome as you would a quote-unquote normal body. This will cause irreparable damage to the other Stanlos syndrome body, as it did for me. Along with the joint and tendons, ligaments, all of the soft tissue surrounding joints being essentially hot garbage due to a collagen deficiency. This also impacts blood vessels, nerve sheaths, veins. Collagen is a fundamental building block of the body. Having faulty or defective collagen is something that affects the entirety of your body. I know something is wrong with my cardiovascular system. I'm aware that at least some of the issue is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome along with dysautonomia. I'm not convinced this is all that there is, though. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome has a ludicrous list of potential comorbidities. I know I haven't found all of mine. And while that chiropractor did his best to help me long range, he didn't. Cervicocranial instability has been a massive problem for me for years. It got significantly worse after seeing him. And this isn't his fault, really. He didn't know. He couldn't know. But the massive instability in my neck, I'm going to be extremely pissed if what's going on is what I think it is. Look up pseudotumor cerebri, also known as idiopathic intracranial hypertension. I've had symptoms for years. This would explain the ringing in my ears that never stops. This would explain the overwhelming hypertension headaches I get. The vascular fucking migraines that have no fucking help. I've found nothing whatsoever that helps. Wait, no, that's a lie. I have been on propranolol before, and that made a big difference. However, it had a massive negative impact on my asthma. It's significantly easier to survive in pain than it is to survive when you cannot breathe. So, I had to stop taking propranolol. I was on propranolol itself for, I don't remember exactly, I wasn't on it for very long. It was in one of the darkest and worst periods of my life. There was a 5-year span of time when I had a migraine every hour of every day and night. It didn't let up. This isn't an exaggeration. Some of the problem was the undiagnosed celiac. Gluten ataxia is an incredibly fucking debilitating symptom. Essentially, my cerebellum was shrinking. Part of my fucking brain was shrinking. strict adherence to a gluten-free lifestyle, not just a gluten-free fucking diet, because that is not enough. It has to be an entire lifestyle change. Any contact contamination will, absolutely will, make me very, very sick. I'm not keen on further brain damage or burning more fucking holes through my intestines. I'm not keen in a full fucking body rash I can do nothing whatsoever about but endure until it fucks right back off. Fuck. I am laying perfectly still and the entire fucking room is spinning. Hi, baby. I know. I know, love. Come here. Come here, honey. Right, baby. It's okay. I know. I'm okay. I love you too, baby. You're a good boy. It would also explain the... Explain? Wow. I really wish I had the energy to beat my head against a fucking wall at the moment, but I do not. Also, that's just going to make everything worse. So, probably smart not to do that. However, I don't want to be smart. My hands are freezing. Fuck, my fingers are like ice. I don't remember where I was going with that thought at all. Regardless, it shouldn't have ever been on me to figure all of this out. I spent most of my teenage and young adult years poring over medical journals, doing my absolute damnedest to understand every fucking word to the best of my ability. Because my doctors weren't fucking helping me. Who the fuck else was there to help me but myself? It shouldn't be on the patient to figure out what the fuck is wrong. That is the doctor's responsibility wholeheartedly. But what the fuck are you supposed to do when your doctors refuse to see that anything whatsoever is wrong with you? Wrong, not wrong. Forgive me for my fucked up speech at the moment. I am, one, extremely fucking stressed. Two, my scalp is twitching and I have been told that this is an extremely mild seizure. In seizures, your speech often slurs. I can't help this. It just happens. So, who the fuck else was going to help me? I have no fucking choice but to help myself. I don't have to want to. The only other option is to have no fucking help at all, have no fucking clue what might be going on whatsoever. The list of comorbidities that are possible with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome are... It's so fucking long. It's staggering and terrifying. But worse than that list is not having anybody to help you figure any of it out and find any sort of treatment at all. It is impossible for one and only one doctor to treat Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and its comorbidities. This disorder is too fucking specialized and too fucking nuanced. I need a fucking team of specialists. Yeah. having access to the fucking help I need, not being even fucking seen as needing the help I actually fucking need. I don't know how to fucking communicate how much that hurts. It hurts more than the fact that I am in pain every fucking day of my goddamn life and will be for the rest of whatever the fuck is left of my life. The invalidation. That hurts infinitely more than my aching bones, muscles, aggravated nerves, inflamed. I can fucking take physical pain. I don't have a choice. I know I can. Because there is no other option. But the mental fucking torment. My baby. Do you have breakfast? I heard you eating. Good boy. Move your tail, please. That I can't take. No, get your fucking tail away from the microphone, sir. No. Okay, I'm moving. Yeah, you don't. I know, you didn't want me to move you. Too bad. I moved you anyway. I know my hands are cold, honey. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Lay down. Good boy. Good boy. Jeez. Ow. Why even fucking try with doctors? Rationally, I know I have no choice but to fucking try. Emotionally, I don't have it in me to keep fucking trying. But at the same time, I know I don't have a fucking choice but to keep fucking trying, and I fucking despise that. I want to give up. But I don't get that option. My kitty. I love you too. You're a good boy. It doesn't fucking feel like my body's ever actually been mine. I hate this stupid fucking thing. I despise this fucking wretched, defective meat suit. Beauty means nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing. It is a veneer. Smoke and fucking mirrors. Function is what matters. And my body doesn't fucking function. Fuck, I can taste blood again. I don't know if this is more an extreme anxiety response or a cardiovascular thing, or just how fucking thin and fragile my blood vessels are. I don't know, but I know it's not normal. Yep, that's blood. Great. I don't want to fucking cry. I fucking hate crying. The emotional release is nice, sure. But the tension headache I get every fucking time is not. The loss of fluids and electrolytes is not. And the fucking definitely develop nosebleeds or not. And I annoy this on a fucking daily basis, and somehow it is not enough reason for anyone to actually help. Understand. Every medical practitioner takes the fucking Hippocratic Oath to do no fucking harm, and yet there are very few who have done anything but harm me. And they don't even see it. They don't even fucking I shouldn't need to bring up sexual dysfunction as a reason for a doctor to give a damn about helping me. I shouldn't have to fucking bring up that my fucking crooked tailbone makes sex painful. Not every time, not even most of the time, but when it is, I literally fucking bleed, and it has nothing to do with my menstrual cycle whatsoever. It is because the pressure of my tailbone pushing against the upper wall of my vagina is too fucking tight. It fucking hurts. This is a structural fucking problem. I shouldn't have to fucking bring up how this affects my sex life, thus a man, for this to matter. I shouldn't need a man in the fucking room with me to fucking advocate for me. Even with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, you have a massively increased chance of actually getting diagnosed in a somewhat timely manner if you are male compared to if you are female. This just escalates the further up the white supremacy totem pole you fucking fall. If you are straight, white, and male, you are at the top. You are extremely likely to be diagnosed very quickly. If you are gay, white, and male, you are still very, very likely to be diagnosed at least somewhat quickly. The same goes for bi men. Well, white bi men. I am very, very fortunate to be white and female, and at least straight passing. That gives me an unfortunate leg up on everybody else who has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome who does not fit this exact criteria. It is still a super fucking massive struggle to get anything done. This isn't fucking right. This isn't fucking fair. This is actual goddamn malpractice, if not fucking negligence outright. Systemic malpractice. Systemic negligence. And if it's this fucking bad for me, it's worse for women of color. It's worse for men of color, too. How the fuck is any of this okay? How the fuck is any of this acceptable? How does any of this follow the fucking Hippocratic Oath whatsoever? It fucking doesn't. I know, honey. I'm not yelling at you. I'm not angry at you, baby. I promise. I know. You don't understand. It's okay. I love you, honey. You're a good boy. Ugh, blood and tears in my nose. And snot, of course, because I'm allergic to everything, and they mowed the grass yesterday, and I'm allergic to every kind of fucking grass. Stepping outside of my apartment while they're mowing the grass or after they mow the grass makes the inside of my fucking mouth itch. It's like I'm massively allergic to grass or some fucking shit. Which is exactly what's going on. I am allergic to literally every kind of grass I have been tested for. Everyone. the human structure of the world as it is now is outright against disabled people, each and every one of us. In different fractions, of course, based on visible difference. And that's literally all it is. It is a visible difference. I mean, of course, there are differences in your genome, differences in the melanin level in your skin. We're still all just people. We all bleed the same. We all fucking suffer. We are all abused. Despite our differences, we are all the fucking same. This is deeply, abso-fucking-lutely unjust. In no small part does this have to do with religion. Any moron who thinks the human body is any sort of perfectly fucking calibrated machine, you're fucking deluding yourself. You are lying to yourself. You are choosing ignorance actively. You do not fucking understand biology, evolution, or basic fucking science. In short, you are ill-informed. You are utterly fucking ignorant. Get out of your fucking bubble. Get out of the bubble of your own fucking experience. Make some effort to understand people who are very fucking different from you with very different experiences. Because I guarantee you, you are not the standard. There is no fucking standard. Not at the end of the day, not in reality. There is what is usual, and what is slightly less usual. What is easily observed. What is the status fucking quo. And everything that doesn't fall within that very, very, very fucking strict parameter. In no way does this make us wrong. Just different. Choosing to fail to see that difference. Would that I could beat that lesson into you. If that had any chance of being remotely fucking effective. Regardless of the physical toll this would take on me, I would. But it's not going to fucking help. It's not going to make any fucking difference. Make me feel better for a split fucking second. Which leads me to my last fucking point. Save your pity, save your fucking sympathy. I don't want or need either. If you are not in a position of power to change this, I don't want to fucking hear a word from you. I don't care about your pity. I don't give a fuck about your sympathy. I don't need your fucking comfort, because there is no fucking comforting me. None. Not with this shit. The only comfort is change. Anything less is hollow. Everything less is hollow. You are not fucking helping me by showing me pity or sympathy. You really fucking aren't. You're helping yourself. You're making yourself feel better. Giving zero fucks whatsoever of the effect this has on me. It doesn't fucking make me feel better in the slightest. I don't want your fucking sympathy. I don't want your fucking pity. They are abso-fucking-lutely useless to me. You are using these as platitudes to make yourself feel better. That's all. Viewing anybody with any sort of disability as any kind of fucking inspiration is a problem. We're not fucking inspirational in the slightest for enduring what we have to endure. We are making do with the cards we have been dealt. Does this make us stronger than you? Yeah, probably. Recognizing that not only can you do nothing, but your input is also fucking meaningless. That your input does not fucking help. This is in your best interest as well as the best interest of the disabled. if you actually want to help enact some kind of change, speak the fuck up when you see shit like this happening. Show yourself as a worthwhile ally. Any and everything less is abso-fucking-lutely hollow. It is an illusion you are using to make yourself feel better, not to actually make the person who is suffering for reasons they have zero control over better. It doesn't help us. At all. Compassion does, yes. Pity is not compassion. Sympathy, even, is adjacent to compassion. I don't expect anybody who isn't disabled to even try to understand any of this. It'd be nice if you did. But the able-bodied bubble is extremely fucking difficult to pop. The human body is a fundamentally flawed machine. In no way is it perfect. Abso-fucking-lutely none. Never fucking has been, and it never fucking will be. Because perfection in and of itself is a goddamned lie. I hate talking about this shit. In no small part because of the reaction from others. Pity or sympathy or even empathy without action. They lack compassion. They're performative. The effect this has on the disabled person, I can't express to you how demeaning, devaluating, and utterly fucking invalidating this is. In no small part is this why what anybody says about my body doesn't fucking mean shit to me. I don't give a fuck how it looks. I don't give a fuck what you think about how it looks. It is a glorified corpse to be. That's it. You see a fucking veneer, not what's actually happening. Yeah, maybe you like the fucking veneer. You won't like the reality. Because this is the fucking reality. The reality is there is nothing whatsoever you can do to help me. And more than that, the reality of anybody I am in any sort of significant other relationship with. The emotional toll, the fact of my disability, invariably takes is steep. You may think you can handle it. You may think you are willing to endure this with me. I don't fucking believe you. Because you have no fucking clue what you're getting into. Whatsoever. And this is another way that demisexuality factors into my identity. Again, perhaps this is a consequence of trauma. I don't know. I don't think it really matters if it is or not. That doesn't change the fact that it's true, that it's real. The outside view of my body, I despise, because I know the internal experience. I know the agony that I endure on a daily basis, and more than that, I know the agony of the people who love me, what they endure on a daily basis watching this, watching me fucking struggle with this. You can claim that you think you are willing to take this on. I guarantee you, I am so fucking much more than you bargained for. You will not stay. I don't give a fuck what assurances you think at the moment you are capable of giving me. without action, they are abso-fucking-lutely meaningless. I would infinitely rather be alone than with someone who does not understand. To the best of their ability as an outsider, the hell I endure on a daily basis and will for the remainder of my life. I don't expect anyone to endure this with me. Would it be nice? Yeah. It'd also be nice not to be in chronic pain. But that's not going to happen. I am extremely limited physically. And while mentally I am confined by my mess of psychiatric disorders, the fucking learning disability, the trauma, the anxiety and depression that are very, very simply consequences of both the learning disability / executive function disorder and trauma. While I can't control my brain, the only place I am unrestricted and unrestrained is my mind. There is nothing else. So while I am very, very galaxy-brained and highly intelligent, this doesn't counteract the fact of my defective brain and body. I have developed this intelligence in spite of my brain and body, because this is the only part of me I have any fucking control over whatsoever. I can write. And yeah, sure, while I could write some fucking fantastical whatever the fuck, I don't have much interest. Very, very, very few scenarios or situations in a fantasy setting appeal to me. And even then, it is the human aspects that appeal to me, not the larger-than-life ones. As an example, I have one of a few, really, monster novel that I've been idly working on over the years. It parallels lycanthropy and chronic illness, particularly from a woman's point of view. The main character's name is Mariana, Slavic goddess of winter and death, and a myth that is very, very, very close to my heart, and more than that, my lineage. I have every intention of exploring how fucking agonizing and horrible the reality of lycanthropy would be, if it were real. I'm taking this significantly further than Joe Rowling's pathetic, feeble-minded, able-bodied ass ever could. Yeah, she watched her mom struggle with MS. She didn't fucking have MS. Not for herself. She doesn't know the first-hand experience. She knows the outside experience. That's all. I know this from the fucking inside. I don't have a reprieve or escape from the inside of this experience. It colors every fucking moment of my life, every fucking second of my existence. And I'm not writing it for the able-bodied masses. I don't give a fuck about them. I'm writing this for every girl like me who has a monster she cannot define or quantify in her bones that she can do nothing about. Only endure. The hell that monster wreaks. The utter havoc and desolation it brings her. Not exactly to contrast, but another part of this monster series, which it's all set in the same city. It's, well, not even a city, really. It's a town, a fictional town. Different monsters in different periods of history who have lived in that town. The vampire story is essentially about narcissism. I don't care whatsoever for the larger-than-life aspects of monsters. At all. They are utterly fucking irrelevant to me. They mean nothing. They are a superficial fucking delusion of grandeur. I care about the visceral, disgusting experience of being that monster. The havoc that monster feels on the inside. The havoc they endure on a daily fucking basis. Every second of how this affects those around them as well. These projects have been on the back burner for a while, and they'll remain to be. I'm going to finish the Sandman series first, and I've got a few other scripts that I'd like to finish and get out into the world before I really focus on my own writing. But writing is one of the few things I can actually do. One of the only places where I am not limited. I choose to limit myself to the human experience of the monstrous, yes. I am still working within a larger-than-life framework. And my characters are capable of doing simple, everyday things that I myself am not. There is one story where this is not applicable, that is the werewolf girl story. In many ways, Mariana is going to be very much a self-insert, although if you're any good at writing, every character you create is a self-insert in one way or another. Distinct from each other, of course, but all aspects of you, essentially. I take writing very, very, very fucking seriously. I don't do it for fun. I do it to explore what I will not have the option or opportunity to explore in my own life, as well as to add bits of myself and my experience to that, if that makes sense. That said, at the moment it is extremely fucking difficult to sit up at my computer and type, and yes, I could at least try to write by hand. I kind of need to have circulation in my hands and my fingers to do that. Oh, hi. You want me your mouse? Want your mouse? Go get your mouse. Go get her. Go get your mouse. Good boy. He brought me his toy. Not one of his toys. Fuck, I spoiled that cat. Hi, sweetie. Where'd your mouse? No, you didn't bring your mouse? Honey, go get Mousy. Go get your Mousy. Bring her back. I'll throw her again. Get your Mousy, honey. Okay, or come and snuggle me. That's cool too. I'm not gonna say no to snuggles. Hey, baby. I know, my nose is whistling. I can't help it. I'm allergic to you. Also, I need to vacuum and dust my room badly, but I physically can't do that at the moment. That's part of the plan for the day after. No, tomorrow, not the day after tomorrow. My brain is still on it being Friday, but it's not, it's Saturday. Today is do what laundry I can. Tomorrow I can worry about trying to lessen the allergens in my bedroom. Anyhow, yesterday was awful, and I am still very, very, very much. I don't remember where that thought was going. I've gotten maybe 6 hours of sleep in the last two nights. I keep dozing off and waking up with night terrors that I don't fucking remember for the most part. I think that's just the Paxil working its way out of my system. I know, it's the water pipes, honey. It's okay. I know, you don't like that sound, I'm sorry. I don't really like it either, but we can't do nothing about it, honey. I know there are people here who are hoping at some point to develop some kind of romantic something with me. You have no idea what you are even contemplating getting yourself into. I can near guarantee disappointment. Because really, I highly, 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 extremely fucking doubt that if you knew the full extent of my reality, you would be able to withstand any of this with me. And that's okay. I don't expect anyone to. It's not like I asked for this. How the fuck can I ask somebody else to endure witnessing this, knowing there isn't really much they can do? So while I hate to disappoint, I can't change the facts of my reality and my body and my day-to-day life. They're not going anywhere. They're only going to change when I am no longer alive. Can they improve? Sure. But they'll never go away completely, and they will always fluctuate. Always. In no way whatsoever do I expect anyone to subject themselves to this. And more than that, while someone may choose this, you can choose to change your mind just as easily. And that is crushing to me. Simply a crushing fact of reality. And seeing as pretty much everything here is predicated on illusion and fantasy, I don't expect anyone to actually fucking give a damn about reality. I do. My fantasies are very much set within the framework of my reality. I don't want anyone to prove anything to me. I don't need anyone to prove anything to me. Simply put, I am not an easy person to be with. As a friend, as family, as anything fucking more than either of those. And that's okay. It is what it is. I can't change that. I can't make my body be a different fucking body. This is the one I'm stuck with. I don't have a choice. And while I don't have a choice, I am agonizingly aware of the choice others have in response to my body. More than that, to the reality of my limitation and my disability. In no way is this a reflection of anyone else, and I'm not going to judge anyone for not being able to withstand, or not even being willing to withstand this fucking maelstrom with me. I'm not going to subject myself to what is most likely inevitable disappointment. Again, I don't want pity, I don't want sympathy. I don't want anyone to fucking prove me wrong either. Because there is nothing anybody has to prove to me. And I don't want anybody to prove anything to me. I simply would like to be recognized for exactly what, who, and how I am. Even if that means being alone. My health is a clusterfuck in a firestorm in a fucking tornado. I can't do anything to change this. This is simply a fact of me. And in no way do I believe, well, no, that's not exactly true. In no rational way do I believe that my disabilities in any way make me unlovable or unworthy of genuine, attentive, loving care. I can't escape the felt perception of that lack of worth. But rationally, I know it is inaccurate. However, I also have to be realistic. Especially when others aren't. For both of our sakes, really. Although, admittedly, more for mine. I don't want to waste anyone's time. I am genuinely happy with friendship alone. That's more than enough for me. That's more than I fucking expect. Okay. I've been rambling for too fucking long. On shit that very few will actually give the slightest of fucks about. And that's okay. I just needed to say it. And in no way is this at anyone in particular. By the by, I promise you this is not. This is a very, very, very impersonal view of something that is intensely personal and innate to me. This is me doing my damnedest to be as objective as I can. Despite the fact that it hurts. Again, I can take. I don't really have a fucking choice in the matter anyway.